So Odubel Herrera will step up to the plate now for Kansas City. He will bat from the left side. The Monarchs are in their red throwback uniforms today. KC written across the front in those big Navy letters trimmed in white. Navy numbers trimmed in white on the back. And the Salt Dogs are in their star-spangled uniforms today, right, with white with red stripes and the stars on the sleeves. The pitch to Odubel Herrera is a breaking ball that misses outside from a left-hander, Tanner Brown. A couple of good lefties going up against one another. We're right on time. 6:05 first pitch here at Haymarket Park. Lefty on lefty here as Tanner Brown pitches, and Herrera takes a called strike, 89 miles per hour from the left-hander. And so it's 1-1 on Odubel Herrera, who's making his 39th start of the season for Kansas City. 307 average and 803 OPS, three home runs and 16 RBIs. The pitch is down and away to the lefty, and so the count moves to 2-1. It is another beautiful evening here at Haymarket Park. The wind is blowing in today after sort of being lateral yesterday. The pitch, it is called a strike at the knees. Behind home plate is Pearson Tahuka today, joined by Nick Webb at first base and Jet Minton at third. That is our umpiring crew. Tahuka does have a delayed strike call, so something to keep in mind. Brown pitches. And it's a liner to center field for a base hit. Got a couple of bounces on the infield dirt before rolling on into center field. And Odubel Herrera gets the Monarchs started off well with a leadoff single. And it brings up Justin Wiley for Kansas City. Wiley, a 324 average, a 976 OPS on the year, 13 home runs, and 42 runs batted in for Wiley this season. Riding a 10-game hitting streak where he's hitting .413 with five homers. Left-hander Brown holds the set. Now the pitch inside to Wiley, the righty batter. And it's 1-0 on Justin. Wiley was 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk in last night's ballgame. Herrera is dangerous over at first. 14 steals and 15 tries. The pitch inside to Wiley. So it's 2-0 on the Kansas City second baseman. A couple of nods of a head from Justin Wiley as he likes what he's hearing, getting a good look at that strike zone. So 2-0 the count as Brown holds the set and pitches. And Wiley takes a strike up in the zone. Two balls and one strike on Justin Wiley. 22-game on-base streak as well for Justin Wiley this year, coming off a monster series in Milwaukee. He went 6-for-15 with two doubles and a home run. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball drops in there for a called strike. This game has plenty of implications in sort of the larger American Association picture. Of course, the Monarchs are trying to maintain their hold on at least a share of the best record in the American Association. They're in a virtual tie with Milwaukee coming into tonight. The 2-2 pitch inside to run the count full on Wiley, a breaking ball that did not go where Brown was looking for, wound up on the shoe tops. Full count with Odubel Herrera on first base and nobody out. Just underway, top of the first, no score. But for Lincoln, a team that very briefly had some small aspirations for the West Division title, now they're in a dogfight for the playoff spots. Runner goes, pitches grounded to shortstop. Devine moves to his right. He fields, only has one play, throws to first to get the out. Herrera's trying for third. May throw back there. He slides in head first, safe, and gets back to the bag after oversliding it momentarily. A gutsy move from Herrera. He was going on the pitch. The ground ball went to Devine's right, the Lincoln shortstop, and Herrera just kept on running. Rounded second. The first baseman Rogers made the throw over, but he was under the would-be tag of Will Kencher, and so it's going to be a first to third on a grounder to shorts. Don't see that every day. Wiley retired 6-3, and it brings up the Herminator for Kansas City. Lefty on lefty here, man on third and one away. I mean, that's a big base. Now Herman can give the Monarchs the lead with a fly ball here. The pitch, it's down and outside, and in fact, he can do it on a grounder as well as the infield is back. Shaded to the right side against the left-hander with Devine pretty much straight up the middle at shortstop, just barely on that traditional side of second, although he does take a couple more paces toward third base. Still very much up the middle. Kencher's keeping an eye on Herrera on third base here. 1-0 pitch. Herman swings a high fly foul left side out of play. The full defense for the Salt Dogs today. Zane Zerbrook is in left. Nick Anderson is out in center field. Connor Panis back in the lineup for Lincoln. He is in right. Will Kencher great defensively at third base for the Salt Dogs. Drew Devine is the shortstop. Nate Sampson playing second base. Jason Rogers, former major leaguer, is at first. And Luke Roskam is catching. The 1-1 pitch. Herman grounds one through the middle. Devine hustles to his left. It's right up the middle into center for a base hit. Herrera scores easily from third. An RBI single for Chris Herman. His 71st RBI of the season. And the Monarchs are up 1-0 in the top of the first. That's not a bad way to start a ball game for Kansas City. Chris Herman, who did lose the league lead in RBIs, is now tied for second with Cleburne's Zach Narrier, unless Narrier had an RBI single of his own a second ago. As here's Yan Hernandez for KC. Right-handed batter, the lefty Brown pitches, and Yan takes inside. He lifted up his arms looking to get the call, and he got it. Just off the inside corner, it's a ball and no strikes. Hernandez, a .295 average, .839 OPS. He's got 9 home runs and 52 runs batted in on the season. Brown out of the stretch, right foot in front of his left. The southpaw pitches, and Hernandez takes another one inside. This one a bit high as well, perhaps. And the count moves to 2 balls and no strikes on Hernandez, who's riding a mini 6-game hitting streak of his own, hitting .391 with a homer and 8 RBIs in those 6 games. He has come through in big spots for Kansas City all year, all these last 3 years in a Monarchs uniform. Here's the 2-0. He takes a strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Brown, which is right around where it generally will be. Does not have a ton of velocity. The former Augustana Viking, Tanner Brown, at the Division II level in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Hernandez fouls it away toward the press box on the right side-ish, over by the suites behind home plate. 2-2 on Hernandez here. 1-0 KC in the top of the first. Monarchs, of course, had the early lead in last night's game as well. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the second, a 4-1 lead in the fourth. Salt Dogs to score the next 7 runs of the game to win it 8-4. Pitch to Hernandez. A liner to the left side, base hit into left field. A little bit on the hands to Hernandez. Wasn't the cleanest contact, but there was no play for Drew Devine at shortstop. And Yan will take that base hit. Fist bump Frank White, who is back to coaching first for Kansas City this evening. And keep this rally going as here comes Brian O'Grady for the Monarchs. Heard Joe Calvin-Pietra talk a little bit about Brian O'Grady in the pregame. Hitting .382 with 5 homers over his last 8 games. Left-handed batter against the lefty Brown. The southpaw comes set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Slow curve at 74, dropping in on the outer half of the zone to the left-handed O'Grady, who's got a .268 average and .877 OPS, 10 home runs and 29 runs batted in 36 games with the Monarchs before tonight. Brown pitches. Another breaking ball. That one's just off the plate outside. And so the count is a ball and a strike on O'Grady. 1-0 Kansas City on the RBI single from Chris Herman. He's on second. Hernandez is on first with one gone. Just underway here in the middle game of 3. Brown checks second. Now the pitch. O'Grady takes outside. Brown's trying to sort of feel out that outer half of the strike zone to left-handed batters. Pearson Nahuka did just glance into the Salt Dogs dugout. Not sure if Lincoln manager Brett Jody had anything to say on that pitch. But just trying to feel out where it is, as that can often be where there's the most variation night to night. But 2-0, that's definitely outside. 3 balls and a strike. Misfire with that fastball at 91. On deck for Kansas City is Gavin Collins. Already 3 hits in this ballgame for the Monarchs. They had 6 all of last night. Here's 3-1 pitch. Check swing, out. Oh, it's called a strike. That's a late strike call from Pearson DeHuka. And Brian O'Grady will ask for a time with the count full 3-2. You never want to make excuses, of course, but last night's game did come after the Monarchs had an all-night bus ride. It wasn't your average all-night bus ride, as they had to go through a hailstorm at one point at about 4 a.m. And so it was not the easiest game to come out and play. And I know this team was very much looking forward to their good night's rest at the hotel tonight and are feeling a lot better today, ready to go and get a series evening W. Here's the 3-2 pitch. O'Grady swings a high fly. It's foul. Left side out of play. 1-0 KC here in the top of the first inning. Mentioned the playoff race right now in the West Division. It's become a lot more interesting as Lincoln and Fargo-Moorhead have faltered, and Sioux Falls has surged to sort of thrust themselves into the conversation. They are tied for the last playoff spot right now. O'Grady swings and misses and strikes out. 90 miles per hour. O'Grady might have been out in front of that. And that is the second out of the inning. Brings up Gavin Collins. But Lincoln comes in 38-39. Remember, the top four teams from each division go to the postseason in this league. Salt Dogs are in third place, but they're only a game ahead of Sioux Falls and Fargo-Moorhead, who are tied for fourth place. And I can tell you, if you rewind maybe a month and a half, it would have been unthinkable for Fargo-Moorhead to be in the spot they're in now. Gavin Collins swings and fouls one back to the backstop. Collins a 303 average and 873 OPS. He's got 10 home runs and 41 runs batted in on the season for the Monarchs. Has an outstanding 29-26 walk-to-strikeout ratio. Three more walks than K's for Gavin Collins on the full season. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. It's down and inside, and it's one ball and one strike on Collins. Was 1-for-4 with the run scored in last night's game. Coming off a series in Milwaukee where he hit two home runs in the three games. They were both two-run blasts. Herman on second, Hernandez on first with two away. Monarchs looking to add to their 1-0 lead here in this first frame. Brown pitches, a high fly, headed foul out of play left side, which is one of the tougher sun fields in this ballpark. We've talked about how this place pretty much faces straight east, but for this 6:05 game, the shadows are now fully covering the dirt circle surrounding home plates, and the pitcher's mound is fully in the sunshine. So something to think about. Then we're going to have the fun, weird concourse shadows in a couple innings. Collins swings and fouls one around home plate. That got a piece of Luke Roskin behind the dish for the Salt Dogs. Kansas City has forced Brown to throw 30 pitches in this opening inning and counting. They've turned it into one run on the RBI single from Herman. Brown trying to prevent further damage with the count 1-2. The southpaw with the belly high set, and now Gavin Collins will ask for time. So we'll have to get it all ready to go again. The star-spangled uniforms for the Salt Dogs today. They've got Salt Dogs written across the front in that navy script, red and white stripes on the trunk of the jersey, and then blue with white stars on the sleeves. Here comes the 1-2. Slow roller, left side on the infield grass. Charging in is Kendrick at 30. Bare hands, he throws. He's safe at first base. Swinging bunts from Gavin Collins, and the bases are loaded with two out for Adolfo. So again, not the cleanest contact. You know, that Yan Hernandez base hit was another ball that was in on the hands like that one was for Collins. And now we'll have a visit to the mound here for the Salt Dogs. And it's just a quick glance from David Holmberg, who's the player pitching coach for this Lincoln team, to have a chat with Brown. Bases loaded, two away. We are in just the first inning of this game, but this feels like a big momentum moment. If Brown can retire Adolfo, it's just the one run. You hope for your offense to get you some runs, you're right in the game. If Adolfo can put together a big hit, which he did last night, he had a two-run single in the fourth inning of last night's game, could really set the tone for Kansas City. On the season, Adolfo has a .278 batting average, a .756 OPS, six home runs, and 32 runs batted in. He broke out of a 4-for-29 stretch with that 2-for-3, 2-RBI game in last night's action. He's also hit Lincoln pretty hard this year, an .871 OPS in five games. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Adolfo looks at ball one down and inside at his shoe tops in at 89, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chris Herman is on third. Yan Hernandez on second. Gavin Collins on first. They've all reached via singles. One run in this top of the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Adolfo fouls it away right side. Over the suites here at Haymarket Park. Gorgeous night, 87 degrees. Doesn't feel quite as humid as last night, although almost anything would. And there is a threat of rain later tonight. We'll probably be finished with the game, almost surely be done before there's any issue with that. The 1-1 pitch. Adolfo hammers one high in the air to deep left field. Zerbrug is heading back, turning and looking. Goodbye, grand slam, Micah Adolfo. No doubt about it, absolutely clobbered out to left. And it is 5-0 Kansas City before the Salt Dogs grab a bat. Adolfo's 7th home run of the season is a huge one. That almost cleared the berm out in left center field. And this Saturday evening crowd is in stunned silence at Haymarket Park. That's what Micah does. When he gets a hold of one, you just better watch it fly, kiss it goodbye. Holy cow. Grand slam, 5-0. Here's Jacob Robson. And it misses down and outside on the first offering from Brown to the left-handed center fielder. What a moment for Micah Adolfo. He's already got 2 5 RBI games this year. He only needs one more to match that tonight. Robson checks his swing and takes a strike on the outer half. Everybody clap your hands. Robson on the year, a 245 average, 846 OPS, 8 home runs, and 25 runs batted in. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike called at the knees. Just caught the outside corner and the bottom edge of the strike zone to Robson. 5 runs in this inning on 5 hits. Before that Adolfo homer, they had all been singles for the Monarchs. Now Robson takes low and outside. 2-2 the count on Robbie. As he looks to keep the line moving with two away, but how about a big two-out hit for Micah Adolfo? You could see how excited he was. Robson takes outside. It's 3-2. A pretty sort of go-with-the-flow kind of reserved guy, Micah Adolfo. He grabbed that home run belt. He was fist-pumping with it, holding it aloft. Love the statement that it makes for this Monarchs team. Robson takes high, ball 4, and he works a walk. Another Kansas City base runner against Brown in this first inning, and it brings up L.J. Hatch. Hatch, a 247 batting average, 652 OPS, 1 home run, and 32 runs batted in. That one home run was off of the man on the mound right now, Tanner Brown, back on June 7th. It was part of those back-to-back home runs the Monarchs hit that day. Brown throws to first. Robson back standing up. The ball gets away from Rogers, and Robson takes second base. That will likely be an E3. It was a decent pickoff throw. Just popped out of the former big leaguer's glove and rolled up the first baseline. Jacob Robson too fast to allow Rogers to get away with that. And so that moves the another man in scoring position as L.J. Hatch looks to get in on the fun here for Kansas City. The pitch. He takes high and outside, and it's ball and no strikes. But that homer for Hatch, Olivier Basabe and L.J. went back-to-back out of the 8 and 9 spots in that ball game back on the 7th. Brown was relieved not too soon after that. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. In fact, I believe that just chased him from the game that day. Brown came in with some great form. This is the first time he's allowed 5 earned runs in a start. Here's the pitch to Hatch. It's up high since the last time he faced the Monarchs when he gave up 6 of them on the 7th. His last 3 starts, 6 innings in each of them. 1 run, 2 runs, and 6 shutout at Lake Country, where it's very hard to throw shutouts. Pitcher-friendly park. Pitch to LJ, fouled away toward the right side. It's 2-2, but he falls behind 5-0 here in the top of the first inning. He has thrown 43 pitches, surrendered 5 hits and a walk, including the grand slam from Micah Adolfo to give Kansas City an early hold on this game. What a start for the Monarchs. 2-2 pitch. It's upstairs to LJ to run the count full. Jacob Robson on second base with 2 away. Odubel Herrera is on deck for KC. He started the game off with the single up the middle. Might have a chance to grab the bat a second time. We'll see what LJ can do. Here's the payoff pitch. A high pop fly to the left side of the infield. Devine shading his eyes from the sun. Kenger, the third baseman, calls him off, and he makes the play for the Salt Dogs for the last out of the first inning. But Kansas City, they send nine batters to the plate, five runs, five hits, one error, and one runner left on. And at the end of a half, it's the Monarchs five as the Lincoln Salt Dogs come to bat. We'll give you the Salt Dogs lineup when you return to Monarchs baseball. What a start. 5-0 Kansas City. Back in 60 seconds.
Hey, Monarchs fans. I'm Dalton Motes, and this is Monarchs Baseball.
At Price Chopper, we're always chopping prices. Just like we're always making sure to keep our shelves stocked with the affordable, high-quality food your family loves. We're here to ensure the products you want are always right where you need them, when you need them. And with budget-friendly options on every shelf, you can be sure you're getting the very best for less. For freshness, selection, and low prices, Kansas City knows. Price Chopper.
America, it's time to gear up and get out there in a new Ford vehicle. And it all starts at your local Ford dealer during the Discover Summer Sales event. Choose from a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs equipped with the tech and comfort you need to discover your best summer ever. With a large inventory in stock, now is the best time to trade in, trade up, and discover summer with Ford. This is your time to discover summer at your local Ford dealer.
Monarchs fans, this is Gavin Collins, and this is Monarchs Baseball.
So we go to the bottom of the first inning. Dalton Motes set to take the mound. He's got to be feeling pretty good. His offense has already gotten him five runs in the top of the first inning, as he will face the following Salt Dog lineup as we go to the bottom of inning number one. Zane Zerbrook leads things off for Lincoln. He's the left fielder. Nate Sampson, the veteran second baseman, batting second. Luke Roskam behind the plate. He hits third. Jason Rogers, the first baseman, bats cleanup, the former major leaguer. Yanio Perez is the DH. He bats fifth. Nick Anderson, the center fielder, hits sixth. Connor Panis is the Lincoln right fielder, back in the lineup tonight, an all-star in the form of an injury replacement this year. He bats seventh and plays right field. Will Kencher back in there at third base, batting eighth. And Drew Devine hitting ninth for the Salt Dogs tonight. He is the shortstop. So it's Zerbrug, Sampson, Roskam, Rogers, Perez, and Anderson, Panis, Kencher, and Devine for the Lincoln Salt Dogs, and manager Brett Jody, who come in at 38 and 39. And for Dalton Motes, making his 13th start of the season, also has one relief appearance mixed in there when he was working his way back from his stint on the injured list. 4.26 ERA, a whip of 1.29 for Dalton. He has 52 strikeouts and 23 walks and 61 and a third innings of work. His opposing batting average sits at .248, and he's coming off two outstanding starts in a row, bookending the series with the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Left-hander into the windup. The pitch to the righty swinging Zerbrug is in for a called strike one, 91-mile-per-hour fastball from the southpaw Dalton Motes. His last outing, six shutout innings against Winnipeg. Back on Sunday, the 6th of August, gave up only four hits in those six shutout frames and did not walk a batter. Struck out four. He only needed 62 pitches to get through those six innings. It was definitely the best outing that he has had this year. He looked completely in control. The 0-1 pitch, Zerbrug chops to the left side. O'Grady at third, fields on two big bounces, throws across the diamond. Good stretch from Collins at first to get the outs, and Zerbrug is retired. So one away, it brings up Sampson. Let's introduce you to the full defense for Kansas City. In the outfield, left to right, Odubel Herrera in left field. Jacob Robson is in center, Yan Hernandez playing right. In the infield, third to first, you heard Brian O'Grady is back over at third. LJ Hatch is once again the Kansas City shortstop. Justin Wiley is playing second. Gavin Collins at first base today for the Monarchs. And Chris Herman is behind the plate doing the catching for Kansas City. Pitch is a little bit low to the righty swinging Nate Sampson. For Collins, this is the sixth time that he has grabbed a first baseman's mitt this year. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Sampson. Down and inside. 5-0 KC in the bottom of the first. Sampson, a .260 batting average on the year, .663 OPS. He's got six homers and 39 runs batted in. Motes winds and pitches. Sampson takes high and outside. Those five runs that the Monarchs have scored in this first inning equals the most runs in the first inning for them all season. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Sampson takes ball four, but down and inside. So he works a one-out walk, and it brings up Luke Roscoe. The last and only other time it happened was actually back on August 1st against Winnipeg. That was two starts ago for Dalton Moats. He was on the mound for Kansas City. And Mike Rodolfo, who had a grand slam in this first inning, had a two-run double in that first inning. Jacob Robson also had a two RBI hit. Herrera led off the inning with the home run. That's how the five runs came in. The pitch down and outside to the lefty Luke Roscoe. And the count is 1-0. Roscoe with a 309 average, 912 OPS, 12 home runs, and 54 runs batted in. And he has quite the streak going at the plate. 42-game on-base streak. 1-0. There's a strike with a fastball at 92. And it's going to be a 1-1 count on Luke Roscoe here. Nate Sampson aboard first. Does have 10 steals and 15 tries on the season. Here comes the pitch. Check swing. It's down and outside. So two balls and a strike here on Roscoe. Infield a double play depth for Kansas City. Would love to cancel out that walk with the grounder here with the catcher at the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball. Strike called on the inside corner. To run the count to 2-2. That's a delayed strike call from Pearson DeHuca. If there's ever a bit of a pause before letting folks know, that's why. And boy, is the sun really wreaking havoc on these players. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Luke Roscoe is down on strikes. But the sun is setting behind the stadium right now. You can see O'Grady squinting at third base, Hatch doing the same at shortstop. It's kind of the worst moments for the infielders right now. Here's Rogers for the Salt Dogs as Dalton Moats gets his first strike out of the ballgame. 14th game and start for Rogers. Returning to the Salt Dogs, the team he played with toward the end of last year. Right-handed batter looks at a strike called on the inside corner. Rogers unhappy with the call from Tahuka, and it's 0-1. 326 average, 933 OPS for Rogers. He's got one homer and six RBIs in those 13 games before this evening. Sampson takes his lead off first, the pitch. Breaking ball, a fly ball to center field. It's high, but not too deep. Robson ranges to his right. He's underneath it. He waits for it, and he puts it away for the final out of the first inning. So the walk to Sampson is the only base runner that the Salt Dogs get. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And a great shutdown inning from Dalton Moats. He puts his arm around Chris Herman as he comes back into the Kansas City dugout as those two still talking about it, getting on the same page. And he's happy to see Herman behind the plate once again, I would think, for Kansas City. So we have played one. It's 5-0 Monarchs. You're listening to Monarchs Baseball.
Monarchs fans, this is Grant Gavin, and this is Monarchs Baseball.